Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart and Love Radio Show. Hope you guys are enjoying your Thursday night so far. You know, it's a beautiful day, and there's so much to be thankful for. This week I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. Are they important or are they unimportant? Then I just want to get your thoughts about it. Why do you think New Year's resolutions are important or unimportant? The number here is 646-595-4311. It's 646-595-4311. Hope you guys are having a great day where you are. Hope you are rejoicing in the fact that, you know, we have life and in the fact that God is so good. You know, I definitely have to say this. We definitely have to set a prayer up for Haiti. You know, with so many things happening in our society now, and then with that happening, let me tell you this, guys. This world is coming to an end. And if you don't know Jesus, and if you don't know about the wonderful promises He's promised you and He's promised me, you're going to be in a world of trouble. But once you know Him, I'm serious, even in the midst of some of the things that have been happening with the earthquake and everything else, if you know Jesus, if you know Christ, if you know that you have that there's another place somewhere else, as long as you know that, you're good to go. But I just have to say this, you definitely have to pray for people who have lost loved ones, people who have friends and family members who are in Haiti. People can't find their children. You know, so I just really, really, really honestly want you guys to really, really, really think about what you're doing and the decisions that you're making in your life. You know, these people weren't expecting an earthquake. Well, you never expect an earthquake when it comes. But these people just definitely were not even remotely thinking about that. So for this to happen, and so many lives lost, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for and grateful for. And I just hope that those who are listening right now, that you just say a prayer for Haiti. And pray that God will touch Haiti. Pray that God will touch people who are who have family members out there. Pray for the Haitian Americans who have family members who are out there. Let's pray for everyone else. And that's going to lead me to the first song, which I think is a song that we definitely have to do. It's a song from my CD. It's entitled Just Pray. Because you know what? If we will pray, guys, we can change a lot of things. And God does hear our prayers. The Word of God says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So this song we're going to play right now is Just Pray. This song is a song from my CD entitled All Things Are Possible.
People are hurting.
People are searching without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray.
Please pray.
Please pray. There is hope. It is in you, yes. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you, yes.
The Lord on high.
Guys enjoyed that. That was Rodney Tremaine. Worship the Christ, the King. Worship Christ, the King by Rodney Tremaine. I am G. Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. And don't forget that when you're calling in, if you would like to say something, make sure that you press the one key, and I will know that you are ready to talk. Right now, we're just going to go to some more good music. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. Hope you guys are relaxing. And whatever is going through your mind right now, I just pray that you just allow God to just touch your heart and touch your mind right now. Right now, we're going to go to Dexter Walker and Zion Movement. This is Lift Him Up.
Up. Come on, this is for the world to see. Come on, if you're not ashamed, come on, stand up on your feet and lift them up. Come on, Zion Movement.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, put them hands together. Come on, Zion Movement. Let's lift him up tonight. Come on, say it. Lift him up. Come on, say it again. Say, I will. Lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, say, I will. Lift him up. Oh, he's worthy. Some real praise in here. You really believe that?
God definitely is a good God. I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. That was Lift Them Up by Dexter Walker and Zion Movement. And I believe I have a caller ready to come on. Hello, caller. You are live on the Heart of Love radio show.
Praise the Lord, brother. This is your friend, Pastor Sloan.
How you doing, Pastor Sloan? What's up?
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. What about you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm loving the Lord. I'm loving your show, man. I'm just enjoying myself in the Lord, just sitting here listening, and just I'm just enjoying it. It brings a peace over me, so I'm just really enjoying myself, sir. Continue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me ask you this question since I have you on the phone.
Yes, sir.
I think you're in your chill mood right now. So I wanted to ask you, New Year's resolutions. We create New Year's resolutions and we say, okay, we're going to do this year, and sometimes they don't come to pass. But my question for you is this. Are New Year resolutions important or unimportant, do you think?
Well, let me quantify that a little bit. Me personally, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I don't put myself under that kind of pressure. My thing is, Lord, let your will be done. If there is something that you put forth for me to do differently in 2010, then God, show me what it is that you want me to do. Now, that's just me, and I'm comfortable with that. I've learned years ago not to put undue pressure on me to do things that God has not set forth for me to do. Now, I got nothing against people who do that. God bless you. If your intention is to accomplish something in 2010, I'm not going to use any kind of negativity or what have you against you. That's up to you. What I'm going to do is pray that you're able to accomplish that which you want to. But I would admonish you that if you're going to do that, seek God out first. You know, you got people wanting to lose weight, a New Year resolution, and you know, it's easy to put weight on, but it's hard to get it off. And so that takes some commitment. So you can make all the resolutions you want to, but if you don't have a commitment, then I don't see how you're going to accomplish it. And then secondly, Brother G, if you don't have a commitment to God, how will you accomplish it? Because I feel that if you don't go through God for it, I don't see how it's going to be accomplished. And that's just me now. Whatever people do is fine, but that's just how I feel now. That's it.
You know what? You know, I agree. I'm glad. First of all, I have to say I'm glad that you said that. You know, and I guess it would be, or would it feel like it is a, it would feel like it's something that is undue pressure.
Well, it absolutely is. But the thing about it is, Brother G, is that we put the pressure on ourselves. What has God asked you to do? Just be faithful. So if you can be faithful to God and then go before the Lord said, if you ask anything in my name and believe that you receive it, then you shall have it. So what you do is you say, God, I want to lose some weight. God, I want to accomplish this year. God, is that in the picture for me to do this? And you go for it like that. But if you're sitting around just thinking that, well, I'm just going to say I'm going to do this and that's it, I mean, where's the commitment? Where's the commitment to it? You've got to have a commitment to it. And I believe that if you put God first in it, you will accomplish it. God is not a man that he should lie. So if he says do that, then you go and you do it and you'll have it. You see what I'm saying? So, and
right.
I don't want to over-religiousize anything, if that is a word, but I don't want to do that either. I just want to be honest and real about what I really believe, and that's how we tend to mess ourselves up. You see what I'm saying? Because we don't invite God in it, and that's the issue with that whole thing, not inviting God into the thing that we have to do or the things that we want to accomplish. Because surely if we invite him in, he will come in, right?
Right, and that's it.
And that's how I feel about it.
Well, you know what? I'm glad, first of all, I'd say I'm glad that you've actually decided to come through. So I really do appreciate that. Hey, I know you are in your relaxed mode, so just keep on relaxing. If you have anything else to say, just let me know. Just hold on. I'm coming back to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
And real quick, since we do have you on, for those who are listening in, my name is G. Wright. You listen to our Love Radio Show, and I have none other than the anointed Pastor Eddie A. Sloan. Pastor Sloan, will you say a prayer for those who are from Haiti?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Do I begin now?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now asking for your mercy and your grace. Oh, God, we seek you, God, because you said if we seek your face, God, then you will bless our land, oh, God. If we would humble ourselves, oh, God, then you will walk among us, oh, God, and heal us, oh, God. Father, we ask right now, we ask that the brotherhood of man, black, white, purple, pink, whatever color we may be or whatever we call ourselves, that we bind ourselves together because we are all your children. And pray for the people of Haiti. Pray for their quick recovery. Pray for the lost that have been lost. Pray for the families over here that can't get to their families over there. Lord, help us. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Help us to be connected as one body, oh God. We ask, God, that you would bless those that are hurting right now. God, even bless the resources that are pouring out of this country and other countries over to Haiti, oh God. Lord, let them be used as you see fit, oh God, that nothing would be misplaced, that the needs would be met, that the people would be healed medically and spiritually. And then, God, in the name of Jesus, allow us here to appreciate and to thank you for those things such as that we have. All negativity and evil words that are spoken against what you are trying to do, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, as always, we ask that you have your way and let your will be done. Not just for Haiti, but the United States, for Europe and Africa and all of the continents and all of your people. Because, Lord, one day you'll soon be coming to gather us all together. So we say thank you, God, and we say amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I definitely appreciate that and your prayer. And definitely, this is just amazing. Like I was saying earlier in the show, it feels like the end is approaching so near. We're so near the end. And I know that that some people do say that, but really, it really, really is.
Yes, sir. That's what I believe. I believe that what God has said will come to pass. And I think one of the things that we need to realize that the Bible tells us to look for the signs. And he said, don't you start to worry about what's going on when you see these different things. Don't start to get afraid and, oh, my God, what's going to happen and this, that, and the other. But start to rejoice in the fact that God is soon to crack the sky and call us home with him. And we're going to meet him up in the air. And are we going to be changed, Brother G? And we're going to not have to worry about knowing what he looks like because we're going to be just like him. So, yeah, I feel it. I feel God is soon to come. And it's not about rejoicing over people's hurt and pain, but it's about recognizing the signs that the Lord has told us to look out for. We who are in the body of Christ, who know Christ, who are in relationship with Christ, must understand that he is soon to come back for his people. And I, for one, going to be ready. I'm praying. I'm praying for everybody else to be praying that when he comes, that none, not just, I'm talking that none are lost. You hear what I'm saying, Brother G? That's
right.
Prayer, that no one is lost. And that's how I feel about that, brother.
I say this. I am there with you. I'm there with you. I'm definitely there with you. And this is just something that we definitely just have to do. We have to do. Yeah, I'm adding you to something. I want your opinion, okay? So I'm adding you to something on my Facebook page, if you want you to know. But that's definitely the deal. And that's definitely something that that we need to do. We need to pray for each other and just really come together and really show up for them, not to be all late like we were, like President Bush was with New Orleans.
My Lord, my Lord. I think, Brother G, that the thing that we have to remember, in this country, I think some of the issues that we have going on are based on the fact that we believe that we are separated from each other. You know, it doesn't matter what color we are. We have more in agreement and in common with each other than we don't. We really do. I mean, because we have all been born and we shall all surely die. It's in the cards. That's how God designed it. We come into this world, and when He is ready, when our time is done here, we're going. And that's one thing that we all have in common, and there's no way around it. You can't get under it, over it, or none of the fact of the matter. And so we don't have time for hatred. We don't have time for anger. We don't have time for bickering. I find that on a lot of the websites, we have people that need to go on the website and try to, over and over again, I'm saved, I'm this, I'm this. Your life makes that case for you. If you have to go and tell people you're saved all the time and you're doing this all the time, then you're trying to prove something to somebody when your life will make that case for you. So we've got to come together in every aspect of our lives and our belief in Christ. We really do. We don't have, Brother G, the fact is we don't have no more time to waste, and everybody doesn't have to believe me, but we just don't have no more time to waste at all.
The thing that gets me about this whole thing is that, like you said, so many people think that we're so removed. It's like it happened over here. Like, more than likely it's going to happen here. More than likely it's going to happen here.
Amen.
More than likely something's going to happen in America. Now, do we have to go through another thing? Do we have to go through another 9/11?
But you remember, now, Brother G, I don't know that song, but I remember it always ringing in my head. I remember when I was attending church in Seattle, Washington, back in the 80s, and this song that used to always come on, and it went something like, "Will you be ready? Will you be ready?" It does not. We can't say that cataclysms and things like that are not, and catastrophes are not going to happen up in here. For surely we know that it is. The earth is really sick right now. We've polluted it. We've destroyed it. We've raped it. We've pillaged it. We've done everything to it imaginable. And so you don't think that at some point the sickness of the earth is not going to start manifesting itself? It is. But the whole price about that is, or the whole cost of that to us is, will you be ready when He comes? Forget about the catastrophes. Don't be laying up at night worrying about that. Worry about if your soul will be lost or not. Amen. You see what I'm talking about? Worry about if you are going to be saved. Will you be able to meet Him in the air? That's the thing, Greg. Because if we sat around here worrying about what's going to happen when God has already said that these things are going to happen, then, what time do you have to witness to anybody? What time do you have to win some souls for Christ? What time do you have to witness to your family, to love your children? Come on, we don't have no time. And if you think you got a lot of time to waste, let me give you an example. I can clearly remember in my mind when I was 14 years old, and today I'm 48 years old. So that lets you know time don't wait for no one, and sometimes I wake up and I can scarcely believe that 30-some-odd years have gone by. But they have. It just goes to show that don't sit around talking about, I've got time. You don't. Tomorrow's not promised, right?
Right.
And that's where we are, man. That is where we are, Greg. And I know sometimes I tend to give a rather detailed explanation when I'm trying to explain things, because I don't want any misinterpretation of what I'm saying. And I'm not even trying to say that I'm the smartest man in town or whatever, but I do know that I love the Lord. And I do know that for him I live and him I breathe. And in him I have my very being. So whatever I say, whatever I do, he's got to take center stage in it. He's got to. I can't do it without him.
That's the thing. That's the biggest thing. Well, you know what? The number here, for those who are listening, is 646, and you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Pastor, stay on. Don't go anywhere, and I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show with G. Wright. And we're going to go right now with the song that I really, really like. This song is a song by my cousin Eureka A. Wright, and it's called Come Back.
And everything is wrong. know why I'm in love with you. No matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through the fun. On time, it took a while to see that your love was true.
Now no one cares.
Undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know.
Good to know you're mine.
And all I want. Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
and all I want till my
die.
I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Stacy, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
You guys listen to the Hot Love Radio Show. That was none other than BB and CeCe Wine is close to you. And I have resting and chilling on the other line none other than Pastor Eddie A. Sloan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really was enjoying that. I gotten lost in that. I almost didn't answer you, brother. I just got lost in that right there.
Well, you know what? In that case, just sit on back and relax. I'm going to play some more. Is there someone that, which artist do you particularly like?
Well, I love BB and CeCe Winans, but see, I love the older artists. I love Clara Ward. I mean, oh my God, when she sings Packing Up, I love that. And I love Aretha Franklin when she's singing gospel, and that's my stuff right there. I like some of the new stuff these days, but I really get with the some of the older stuff. I mean that's my stuff right there. That's just where I'm at. I love BB and CeCe Winans. I like their older stuff better, but I tell you what I really really love when you talk about music. Is the original Winans CD with that one of the first ones that they brought out? Oh my God, that's the stuff that gets me going.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So that's what I love. But that cut right there, I had only heard it one time, and I think I only heard a little bit of it, and I'd never heard the whole thing until you just played it, and so I've got to have it.
Listen, man, you've got to go out there and you've got to get it.
I've got to have it, so I'm going to have that very soon, probably tomorrow. I've got to have it because that's wonderful, man. What better place to be, Brother G, than close to God, man? Really, man. You know,
I know.
What better place to do? You know, in my life, man, I made a whole lot of foolish mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I've done a lot in my life. And God has allowed me to see a lot of places, travel and meet a lot of people. And I've done a lot of things, man. But ultimately, when I come back to this time in my life, what gives me the most joy is my closeness with God, man. That's it. That's it, Brother G. That's it. That's what matters. That's the priority in my life, my relationship with God. Because if I don't have a good relationship with God, I can't see how I'm going to have a good one with my wife.
Right.
I can't see how I'm going to have a good one with my children. I can't see how my house is going to have peace in it if I don't have a close relationship with God. So I want to be close to Him.
That's it. You know, I think you hit it on the head. That is it. You know, that is it. You know, so, you know, I don't have any old school artists, but let me see what I do have. What I do have. Hold on for a second.
Yes, sir.
I think this is not going to be old school, all right? I'm just letting you know.
Brother, I love whatever you do, man. I mean,
okay.
I'm just enjoying it all. That's just my preference, but I've been on your radio show a couple of times, man, and you've had me in here, man, wondering, who is that? That's wonderful. So go with what you got, man. I'm enjoying myself.
All right, we'll come back to you a little bit later before we go off, okay, Pat?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You guys listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. This is Forever My Love by Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear. I know you will hear. To be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
Hope you guys have enjoyed that. That was my song, Consecrated for You. I hope you guys have enjoyed that. You're listening to the Hot Love Radio Show, and we have about 6 more minutes remaining in this discussion. Don't forget that we will be back online next week from 9 to 10. But I think that due to the American Idol, I believe we're going to move it to 10 through 11. Just because of the fact that there are some things that are going on right now with American Idol, I really would like to hear from you guys. But the number here is 646-595-4311. It's so good to have one of my guests who stopped through and was bold enough and courageous to say something, Pastor Eddie H. Sloan, which I'm going to go back to him right now. Pastor Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Is there any one last minute thing you'd like to say before we go to our last song?
Well, before we do that, I've got the Consecrated for You song. What was the one before that? Because it blew me away.
Oh, you know what? What was the song talking about?
The other one was, I think, BB and CeCe. I got that one. And the last one you just played was Consecrated for You, but you played one before that.
Was it a man or female?
A female.
What was she singing?
Good Lord, I forgot what she was singing, but she was saying it's for you or something like that. It's for you.
Right, that was Walt Whitman in the show Children in Chicago.
I got to have them. I'll be out tomorrow looking for that stuff. But
that was forever. That was Forever My Love.
Forever My Love. Oh, my God.
By Waltman Whitman and Soul Children of Chicago.
Waltman Whitman. Thank you, sir. I mean, I got you looking up records for me, man. See,
yeah, don't forget my cousin. Don't forget my cousin. Check her out, Eureka.
Right. I haven't. I'm not going to forget her, brother. I'm going to get her, too. I'm gonna take some cash out with me tomorrow, and I'm going to do some shopping because I've heard some wonderful music up on here today. So, and my parting words to you, I would say, Brother G. Wright, keep doing what you're doing. I love the show, man, and I promised you this year that I was going to be there for you, and we are going to share more often because, I mean, how often do you get to share with someone you love, man? And
yes.
Someone who's doing great things and someone that God has allowed to be in your life for this season and more seasons. So the last thing I would say is that if you're going to make resolutions, make it for you. Make it for you and invite God to take center stage. If you want success, invite God to be first. Ask God if that's something you should do. Put him first, and success is yours. Not if, but it's a guarantee to be yours if you put him first.
Amen. So I want to say God bless you. And don't go anywhere, Pastor Eddie Sloan, because I've got to say for you one of my other friends. Her name is Liz Yancey, and the title of her song is entitled Free, okay?
Free, yes,
this,
sir.
This song is going to have you jumping up and down. So you just hang on there. I'll talk to you later. So don't go anywhere, right?
No, sir. I'm here.
Okay. For you guys who listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, I'm G. Wright. Don't forget me. My music at iTunes, and also my website at gwrightsonline.com. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours, and I look forward to seeing you next week, Tuesday and Thursday. God bless you. This is Liz Yancey, Free.
I'm flinging out of season like they're trying to keep me under.